Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. So happy to be with you guys this week as we continue the different types of thinking patterns that oftentimes we have developed over a period of time. Oftentimes they go unnoticed. Oftentimes they become so part of us that we don't quite understand that it's wrong thinking, that they are distorted beliefs that have been acquired over a period of time. And so we dove into several these last two podcasts. And today I want to talk briefly about reasoning, emotional reasoning. And sometimes it goes unnoticed. Sometimes we're unconscious of the fact that we have this type of belief. We have this type of thinking. It's a pattern. It's a cycle. It's a way in which we have just developed over a period of time, the way we think, we reason when it comes to our emotions, and we don't quite realize that it's really faulty thinking. It's a wrong way to view. Oftentimes, it's a lens from where we're seeing the world, or we're seeing a situation, or even looking at ourselves. Oftentimes, this type of thinking, faulty thinking, goes very unnoticed, and it almost becomes deceptive. When we have this type of faulty thinking, we can really fall into a lot of deception because we don't really understand that just because there's an emotion attached to something doesn't necessarily mean it's true. So what is emotional reasoning? We can call it emotional reasoning. It means if I feel this way, then it's got to be true. In other words, what I feel is probably true. Let's say, for instance, you feel just bad about yourself. You failed. You made a mistake. You just maybe are not progressing as you should. And so you start to feel right down about yourself, sad about yourself. And so oftentimes we think, well, if I feel like this, then it's probably true. Or if you feel sad about a situation, oftentimes we think, then that's got to be true. In other words, what you feel, we automatically think that it's true. If I feel this, then it's true. If I feel rejected, then it's true. They probably are rejecting me. If I feel afraid, then it's probably true that I am threatened by this, or that I can't, or that it's impossible. So if I feel it, we automatically think that it is true. And that's really a faulty thinking. And I think this one kind of can go unnoticed, unconsciously in our minds. And oftentimes we are unconscious about it. We just have a schema. It's like a shortcut. We automatically think maybe when somebody is mad at us, or we assume somebody is mad at us, right? And then we feel this sense of just we're afraid, right, to mess up, or we're afraid to fail somebody, right? That automatic feeling of, oh, they're not calling me, or, oh, they're not responding to me. So those feelings that are associated with that, right, automatically lead us into these schemas, these shortcuts where we assume then it's got to be true. If I feel it, then it's got to be true. People who have this type of distortion or this faulty thinking, they typically will feel it. And they make what they feel to be true. And it doesn't really go, it's not really noticeable. It goes unnoticed. Think about the things that you feel. Those emotions are obviously information, right? You must feel it. And you're feeling them. But all of a sudden, they go from feeling to truth. So we start to adopt a truth, a belief in our mind that to us it's true. And then our perception as a result of that is quite often distorted. And for whatever reason, we assume. these feelings that I have become facts. Think about the feelings that you feel. Just because you feel it doesn't mean it's factual. Just because you feel it doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. Sometimes it very well may be, but it's not always the case. And oftentimes we make our feelings to be true or to be factual. But in reality, we can walk in deception. Just because you feel it doesn't mean it's factual. Just because you're afraid doesn't mean that it's factual, that you can't accomplish that thing. Or just because you feel scared doesn't mean you're overcome by it. Just because you feel afraid doesn't necessarily mean that that one thing that you're feeling that's in front of you, right? That thing you have to confront, let's say it's a goal that you have in front of you. And now you're scared. You're scared to step out. You're scared to get out of the boat. You're scared to confront it. You're scared. It just feels like this big giant in front of you. Just because you feel scared doesn't necessarily mean you can't confront it, or you can't overcome it, or you can't maybe conquer it, or you can't move in steps towards that achievable goal. Just because you feel it doesn't mean it's true. Just because you feel afraid doesn't necessarily mean that you are fear and now you are too small to be able to conquer it. When you feel something, it doesn't necessarily mean that it is truthful. Oftentimes when we have emotional reasoning, we're not walking in that truth. We have a gray space. We can call it a gray space. Think of deception or something foggy, something that lacks clarity. It's just gray. We get stuck in that emotion. And oftentimes there's really no evidence of these feelings being factual. We can convince ourselves that they are. We can say things like, oh, well, you know, it's probably true because this last time, you know, that happened, this was the case. And so we have a tendency oftentimes when we have emotional reasoning to go back to a past and then we compare it to a situation that we were previously in, right? We can call it PTSD oftentimes, and it's a trigger in our life. But just because we experienced in the past doesn't necessarily mean it is truth in the present. And these emotions that we have, if we're going to mature emotionally, they must be regulated in a proper way. And one way to get free from this type of faulty thinking is to reason that emotion. Think about it. First, you got to acknowledge it. Do you have a tendency to feel something and then all of a sudden it feels truthful to you? I can give countless examples of that where it just feels like it's true, right? Our feelings can feel like, yeah, you know, it's true. And then we can really think ourselves into that faulty thinking, or we start to think ourselves into this factual. We make a story in our mind. How many times have you maybe felt something physically, right? And you're like, I feel sick. And then all of a sudden, it leads you into this faulty thinking because I feel all of these things. Then you Google it, and now your mind is thinking all of these different scenarios as to what could possibly be wrong with you. There's nothing factual. There's nothing that is substantial, right? And so it really moves us out of faith. It moves us into a fear. It paralyzes us. This type of emotional reasoning really gets us stuck. And I want you to acknowledge it this week. Are you stuck in this feeling that has turned factual? In this feeling that now feels like truth to you? Somebody may reject you, right? And now you feel that rejection inside. And you've really internalized it. And that feeling of rejection has now led you to a faulty thinking. And because of that emotion, you're stuck. And now you think that everybody rejects you, or that it's never going to happen for you, or that you're never, ever going to maybe step into that favor, or you're never going to step into that desire of your heart, right? And now you've made this truth for yourself, and your narrative, right? The story that you've created now in your mind is really not truthful. It's really not factual, but it was created by an emotion that began. Now, emotions are not bad. Emotions are not horrible. We were made to believe, especially those of us that have come from that community, right? The faith community. We were made to believe that sometimes like these negative emotions are here and these positive emotions are over here. And these are bad emotions. Like, we shouldn't feel them. No, we feel them for a reason. They're information, but that doesn't necessarily mean I don't have the power to regulate them. So start regulating your emotion. Look at it. Put it in front of you. Is that really factual? Is that really true? Yes. Okay, you feel sad. But does that mean that your life is over? No. It's not factual. There's still life in you. The fact that you're breathing tells us that your life isn't over. Your story is still being written. Just because you feel anxiety doesn't necessarily mean that your life is completely threatened, right? The reason why we feel anxiety is because we don't know how to regulate stress. So don't make a narrative in your mind based on something that you're feeling. This type of emotional reasoning can really get us stuck. I want you to recognize it this week, and I want you to really pay attention to the emotions that you're feeling. Are they taking you to a schema? Are they taking you to a place that now is causing you to begin to create this story that feels so factual to you? I want you to take a step back and really ask those questions like, is this really true? Is this factual? Do I even have facts about it? And maybe it is factual, you know, but nonetheless, there's things that you can't control. So you leave that, right? And you take it to God and you just say, God, I can't control this. So here you go. And it's at your feet now. I can't control this, but I'm not going to let these emotions become my narrative. I'm not going to let this emotion become something factual in my mind. Let's challenge ourselves this week. One, recognize it. And two, I want you to challenge it. I want you to really challenge that type of thinking this week and that emotion. Some of you maybe have been stuck in that emotion for quite some time. So I just want to challenge you, come out of that. And this will clear the fog. This will bring so much clarity into your mind and really pull you out from a rut that you have been in, maybe a cistern that you have been in stuck, right? Where it's now the story that you've created, and it's become so sometimes detrimental, sometimes overwhelming, and you're stuck in this emotion. And I want you to get unstuck, unravel it, unknot it this week, identify it, and just know, hey, this is a faulty thinking. This is not a way to live. This is not a proper, healthy way to regulate these emotions, but they have me stuck. We'll see you guys next time.